Hi, I'd like to welcome today Jay Denson to Curious Cats Read. And Jay is a journalism school colleague of mine, as well as the creator and the producer of a podcast, Fit Health Well, which tells you he's also a fitness expert. And Jay, welcome today. I really appreciate your being here with us.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Yeah, How are you today?
Talking about, you know, fitness, summer, everybody gets into the idea they should be exercising more. We've gone through a pandemic where, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about, oh my goodness, how am I going to get back into wearing regular clothes again? And really the whole idea of summertime and fitness, it's not just about summertime, but it's about being more fit, being healthier. But my experience is most of us really truly know what we need to do, at least in terms of the basics, eating better, exercising more. But what we really lack is some motivation. We lack the inspiration and we lack those tips. So as a fitness expert, I'm going to ask you, tell me about a book that you would recommend to people who are looking to be inspired about becoming more fit.
Absolutely. So, prior to me getting into the book, and as you know, we are probably about a year and a half into COVID. So last year, when we were in our first year of COVID, I had this goal of running 300 miles for the summer. And that was the beginning, starting in June, lasting until Labor Day. And I needed something to carry me through that, right? And there was this gentleman that I had previously watched on a Joe Rogan podcast, and his name was David Goggins. So he was just this Navy SEAL and running 200 miles and all of these feats that I was just like, man, like, is this real? And I was very curious. I wanted to know a little bit more about him. So I'm a busy person, right? I don't really have time to sit down and read books in a traditional fashion. However, I do have time during my long runs to listen to audiobooks. So I was very excited during this period to listen to his book, You Can't Hurt Me. He has an audio version of that. And when I listened to it, I already knew he was a very motivational and inspirational person. But when I listened to it, there were a lot of nuggets that I extracted from the book. And one of them being was, you know, being comfortable with failure, right? Because I had to learn, I think one of my biggest flaws in the past was adopting and being comfortable with the path of least resistance, right? And so when I listened to his book, you know, he had a real emphasis on, you know, there's real growth to come out of being uncomfortable. And being in uncomfortable situations, and no one knows more about that than a Navy SEAL, right? And you know, they're constantly when they go through what they describe as Hell Week, they put them through the most unbearable conditions imaginable. And the reason they do that is because when they put them out in these real missions, they need to know that they can survive, right? And that they can withstand that. So you know, he's drawing his experience and his perspective from that area, in addition to his own personal accomplishments. So, you know, hearing him saying that was affirmation for me to start embracing things that was more tough to do, right? So you say, for example, never in my life could I imagine running 20 miles, but I can get up and run 20 miles if need be. And being so, because I came from a place of, hey, this isn't really comfortable until I got comfortable at doing it. And then it became a norm. Another common thing that we tend to see, and this was a nugget that I got from the book as well, is we say, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to do this. And, you know, he gave a very vivid explanation in terms of how to do that. And he said, you know, you have your vision board ready and you write these things down and you make yourself accountable, right? So, and then he also said, you audit your schedule. And, you know, in a 24-hour days, there's a lot of things that we have on our schedule. I could probably say maybe 2 to 4 hours that we spend doing something that can be more productive, right? So I had to learn, okay, every time I made an excuse, I may not run tomorrow, or I may not work out. I had to realize that, okay, these are the hours that I'm really not doing anything that it can be productive for me. So I started tailoring my schedule towards that. And anyone that works out or is within the health and wellness industry and loves to work out, it's all about resistance, right? It's all about being uncomfortable. The kinesiology of lifting weights is resistance itself, right? You're lifting heavy weights, so you have to resist against that. And what is the benefit from it? Growth. And it's something that's applicable in terms of life, right? Anything, any struggle that you go through, or any failure that you go through, and you survive that, or you're able to come out of that, the positive of it is it's a learning experience and you get better at it. So, you know, hearing him, you know, go over these things and share his personal experience and have an emphasis on the struggles with failures and the learning from that, that's what helped me in my day-to-day life. And I think that during this period, listening to his story while I went on these long runs, better helped me apply myself, not even only during the COVID, but just continuously have an emphasis to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And that's from everything from working out to eating. So I really, really, you know, if anyone's looking for any motivation in that book, I would definitely say check out You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. There's a lot of good gems in there.
Thanks, Jay. That's a great suggestion. Thanks for sharing with the readers of the Curious Cats Read blog. And I'm with Jay Denson, who is the creator and producer of the podcast Fit, Health, Well. And please check that out as well. Thank you.
Thank you.